Hey everybody, and welcome to the special and transiting Mercury in Aries. So this year, Mercury enters Aries on the 25th of March at 9:27pm and stays there until the 9th of April 2024 when it goes back into Pisces because Mercury retrogrades on the 1st of April. I'm going to do a whole separate audio for that. So yeah, so now I'm just going to talk more about Mercury in Aries. So yeah, when Mercury enters Aries, it can make us more enthusiastic in our communication. We can kind of be more forceful and energetic about the way that we go about communicating. We can become more assertive and direct in the ways that we speak, but negatively we can become impulsive and impatient, leading to hasty decisions and conflicts because we think before we speak and we just sort of like ignore sort of like social boundaries and stuff like that and people's personal space. So just try and respect other people's space right now while also allowing yourself to be enthusiastic about communication. Psychologically, it can make us more mentally flexible and quick in our thinking, so good for kind of comedic timing, bringing humour into conflicted kind of energy, situation, conversations, because you know Aries can be fiery, so you know it promotes us to be more independent in our thought and take risks psychologically, but also to think about how our responses and actions affect other people as well as our words and the way that we communicate in general, looking to improve them, making sure that we try and reduce any tendency to be argumentative and restless. And to do this, we need to channel this extra energy we've got in Aries in Mercury right now. So write that book, start writing that book, start that podcast, start that communication project, you know, or continue doing it. It's a time to speak up, say your ideas, make clear decisions, take positive actions, start those new projects, go after your goals. But just remember to think before you speak and act to avoid unnecessary conflicts and obstacles to your objectives right now. So yeah, to reach your goals, just try and be respectful, actively listen to others, state your opinion, listen to others and try and compromise. So now I'm just going to talk about the aspects and how they positively and negatively affect Mercury when it enters Aries this year. And these aspects kind of favour the whole period. So the first aspect is Mercury making the conjunction to Chiron. So this helps us to heal on a deep level and understand others on a deeper level as well. So it allows us to sort of like make rapid progress in our inner growth and transformation. If we do the hard work, anything we do is like doubling the action right now as well. It can help us be more humorous, as I said in introduction, at looking at our past, more open to getting over it and getting out of our sort of like self-destructive thought and communication habits, and just healing relationship tension and learning new skills to heal ourselves with words and our thoughts. Our thoughts, how we think about ourselves, has a great impact on our sort of like how we heal and our openness to healing. So Mercury making a conjunction to Chiron, yeah, at worst our words and the way we communicate can trigger ourselves and others, but positively it can aid us sort of like heal and sort of like, you know, just allow us to be vulnerable and sensitive. We just have to remember to give ourselves that grace when we are triggered, and apologize if we trigger others, remembering that it's through the process of facing our wounds on the emotional, spiritual and psychological level we can find strength and resilience and the deeper layers of ourselves, and this profound well of self understanding, awareness and love that no one can ever take away from us. It's not based on anything external, a product, service or relationship. It's based on our own understanding of ourself and life and experiences and why things happen. And to build this, it takes time and the willingness to sort of like be open to facing the things that we normally escape into our self-destructive relationships and toxic ways of relating with ourselves and others. So Mercury's conjunction to Chiron just opens us up over this whole period, because as I said, Mercury's going to go into retrograde, and although it's going to make new aspects when it goes into retrograde, then eventually into Pisces on the 9th of April, back into Pisces, because that's what happens when it retrogrades, then it's going to come back into Aries as well. So basically it's a sort of push and pull of the outward external Aries energy over the next like 5 to 8 weeks, while Mercury goes backwards and forwards through Aries and Pisces. So this energy just supports us in just building more self-love and understanding. Mercury also makes a trine to the midheaven, and this aspect just allows us to sort of refine how we think about ourselves, gives us a chance to change public opinion or to get recognition in our career, or to just have ideas that help us, especially communication ideas. So great for writers, everybody involved in, you know, communication, marketing, sales and stuff, as it can just allow us to sort of like flow a bit easier and sort of like make our intentions or thoughts more clearly understood to each other. So this can be good, as I said, for repairing relationships, bringing opportunities for recognition or success in whatever we choose to do right now. But we just have to remember, although Mercury is trying to the midheaven, gives us the energy to gain these things, we have to put in the effort and action to get the benefits. So we just have to go after what we want, improve our communication in our relationships and our thought patterns that we're allowed to repeat in our own subconscious mind and stuff like that, so we can just provide a healthy ground for our personal productivity, especially when it comes in the realms of how we process and sort of like relay talk information. So yeah, that's the end of the short version of what to do when Mercury's in Aries. Now I'm just going to talk a bit more about the deeper political, worldly, materialistic meanings, the practical use, the spiritual, symbolic and creative and emotional meanings of Mercury in Aries, and more about the karma and what it means more for sort of like in our careers and educational development, and the best things for lovers, entrepreneurs and creatives to do at this time as well. So yeah, listen on if you want the 411, as they say in New York. So astrologically, this energy of Mercury in Aries, as I said, gives us flexible mental energy. We can be, you know, sharper, quicker in our responses, and this can just help us have like just more fun with people, but we can also trigger their boundaries, especially, so we just need to watch out for that. It can be like, you know, having a turbocharger, adding a booster sort of like button to your brain. You can have like upgraded RAM, like 120 GB RAM, so you know that's a fast computer sort of. So allow yourself to be open to the influx, the increase in ideas and inspiration this aspect can bring. Practically, as I said, it's a perfect energy to start and continue things. We can be more filled with a go-getter, entrepreneurial attitude, where we just think, you know what, I'm only going to live this life once, even if we believe in reincarnation, we're only going to be the person we are now once. So you know, this energy gives us the sort of like power to take action and to just go after. On the worldly materialistic realm, we can just become more focused on, you know, negotiating. It can be used for financial gains, especially if you know what you're doing, investments and stuff. Some of you may get that promotion or rise if that's what you want. You know, now's the time to make a move on the things you've been putting off, to go after what you really want. Politically, leaders can be more assertive and direct, speaking their mind, standing up for their beliefs. It can be a time of bold expression and fearless debates. On the spiritual esoteric level, it can bring more of like a fiery passion to how we go about our personal growth. We may want to explore new practices, whether they be philosophical, technological, spiritual, digging deep into sort of like meditation and other stillness and mind expanding techniques that allows you to connect with your higher self, your higher intellectual self or spiritual innate wisdom. the best use of this energy in terms of spiritual growth for Mercury's in Aries is just to let the fire, your inner fire, energetic gut feelings guide you, but just make sure you respect other people's boundaries and do no harm to yourself as well. Symbolically, we can be like a warrior at this time, leading the way, asserting ourselves, speaking up for what we believe in, even if we're normally meek and quiet and, you know, one of those people who don't say much. The fiery energy of Mercury can just make us, you know, put ourselves forward, especially when it comes to standing up for those who are being taken advantage of as well. It can sort of just make us more confident. Some of you may decide to step into the spotlight and go after sort of like things you've been stopping yourself going after. In terms of relationship, it can just bring more passion and intensity to them, and we can be more direct and assertive in our communication, and this can help us, you know, ultimately make deeper connections. But I'll talk more about, you know, how this works for friendship, co-worker and family relationships and hookup and committed relationships in the short while. Creatively, it just can allow us to channel our inner child, our inner artist, our inner creative, and just let our imaginations run wild, and just trusting in our instincts to be able to be more creative in our projects, to start new things, to continue things, to just be more enthusiastic and fearlessly determined about the way we go about going after what we want. It allows us to push our boundaries and experiment with different techniques as well. So, you know, in terms of creativity, allow it to kind of like ignite and infuse your work with passion and originality. Emotionally, it can make us more tense. Embrace this emotional veins fearlessly. Allow yourself to be passionate and explore your emotional depths, but just watch out for the fact you and others can be more moody and fiery and changing in your temperaments right now. So just be open and honest with yourself and others about your feelings and boundaries, and apologize if you trigger anyone, and just try and bring that peace and understanding. And this is going to take time for some of you, active listening, creating that safe space for everybody to say their opinions, and just to give each other the space, which can be hard when Mercury's in Aries, because we can want everything now, solutions now, answer now. So just watch out for that. But ultimately, you know, just use this energy to just allow you to just be more open and connected and seek that fulfillment and happiness within yourself and in your relationship. On the karmic level, we're being asked to look at the karma and our wounds around expressing ourselves authentically and confidently. It wants us to speak our truth without fear or hesitation, which can be hard to do because a lot of us have been kind of maybe challenged in the past over the way we express ourselves or say certain things or talk about certain topics. And you may want to sort of like just get emotions off your chest right now. So, and this can be quite hard as well. So ultimately, it wants us to stand up for ourselves while respecting other people's boundaries and, you know, making sure that others don't overstep ours. Past lifetimes where our voice was repressed or misunderstood. It's only really now, and in some countries we still don't have freedom of speech, and even that is being questioned in countries where it was more acceptable to speak your mind and stuff. So the karmic lesson wants us to communicate assertively but with respect for others, knowing that, yeah, we have different lifestyles, opinions, religions, beliefs and all of that, but we need to be able to find a space where everyone can express their needs and desires without overpowering or disregarding the life choices and beliefs of others as well. It wants us to balance our assertiveness with empathy and understanding. Lifetimes where we were leaders and we abused our power, especially in terms of communication, or where we didn't stand up and use our power of words and intellect to help others. So, you know, we may be aware of the ways we don't stand up for ourselves or others in this lifetime, and then look into ways how we can, you know, not be scared, because people are always going to have something to say. We will never be able to please all the people all the time, so please ourselves, but not in the selfish and, oh, you know, I can do whatever I want, I never need to be accountable for the actions and the words I say because you're responsible for your life. No, but just in a way where we're just confident in who we are and we give people the power people to be who they are and allow them the space to do so without being threatened. And that's what true leadership is about. So this energy karmically allows us to be communication leaders, starting with the thoughts that we allow to kind of like go round and round in our head, because this dictates our sort of like reactions and, you know, the things we do in life. So also thinking about the things we say in our relationship and apologizing and trying to reduce sort of like tension and building that self-confidence in expressing yourself and going after the opportunities and your unfilled potential. Yeah, you may feel I'm old now, you've been alive 78 years, there's nothing I can do, but you know, if you are prepared, it's never too late to change. I believe in that. So in terms of family relationships, as I said, it can create a deeper understanding because it encourages us to be more open and direct, but it can make us more impatient. So we just need to make sure, you know, we try and use respect when communicating with family members. In friendships, it can make us more stimulated by interesting conversations and taking risks together and having new social experiences. The enthusiasm that Mercury in Aries creates can strengthen our bonds, but we just have to make sure that we're not impulsive, because hasty words and actions can cause hurt feelings and just kind of corrode and damage relationships, which can be hard to sort of like repair. We can say and do things that are hard to take back, so just watch out for that. In terms of co-worker relationships, it allows us to be more effective in our teamwork, solve problems, work with others, but because we can be impulsive and aggressive in our communication styles, conflicts can come up, so just think before we speak. That's the theme in all relationships. But yeah, in committed relationships, yes, it can make us more spontaneous, more sexual, especially in communication, in terms of being more turned on by words. And so it can just help us be more affectionate and romantic with our words and bring passion and excitement into our conversations. So good energy for sexting and flirting and all of that stuff that adults do. It can also help us take the initiative in resolving conflict in our relationship, which is good. Negatively, arguments can escalate quickly if we try and be pushy and impatient and don't understand. So just try and respect each other's viewpoints, as I said, and create a safe space for everyone's opinions to be heard. In terms of hookups, we can be more attractive, and especially, you know, in the intensity to others, we can be more passionate and fiery. But it's remember to have clear communication and get consent, because again, Mercury in Aries can make us pushy, especially with communication. So think before sending that picture of yourself, you know what I'm talking about, because this can have consequences if you send it to the wrong person and you don't ask first, you know. Because Mercury in Aries can make it easier for us to get caught up in the heat of the moment, it's crucial to maintain open lines of communication, checking and rechecking and stuff as well, just to make sure everybody's on the same page. So in career, you know, take charge, assert your ideas, go after new opportunities that can push your professional growth forward, take those bold actions. In terms of spiritual growth, make sure that your practices and philosophies align with your current needs and beliefs. This can be an increased time of self-reflection, because, you know, Mercury rules our communication, especially our communication with ourselves. It comes across through our thoughts and subconscious sort of like inclinations, and because these are often the root causes of our self-destructive behaviors and addictions, it's important to make sure that our mind has positive thoughts in it as well as the negatives. Personally, in terms of our development, it gives us the motivation and confidence to work on ourselves and our personal sort of like goals, and we can, you know, improve our communication and other skills right now, and just build our self-esteem, love and awareness and acceptance as well. It kind of pushes us to make positive changes in our lives, so we can become more independent and express ourselves authentically as individuals. It can give us a thirst for knowledge when it comes to education, so it's just great to give us that enthusiasm to learn subjects that we may not like learning, those technical subjects as well. It can make us more passionate about the things that we learn right now, and it may be with the technical boring stuff you may have to learn, it may be better for you to make it interesting, put some passion, learning it in a different way that makes it more interesting, so you can retain the information and just embrace any opportunities to attend online workshops and discuss educational sort of like goals with others as well. So now I'm just going to finish up with the best things for creatives, professionals and entrepreneurs to do when Mercury's in Aries. So creatives, as I said, embrace being spontaneous, take risks and explore new ideas and techniques. Brainstorm with yourself and others to generate fresh concepts and sort of like ignite or relight your fire. Start new creative projects and just use this energy to sort of like just create groundbreaking artistic things, music, dance, song, whatever. In terms of your career, professionals can use this energy just to be more assertive, connect with influential individuals, seek out leadership opportunities and do things that allow you to lead and, you know, sort of like shine at this time while allowing others to do so as well. Entrepreneurs should launch new ventures, introducing innovative products and services. Remember to stay focused and determined and overcome obstacles so that you can stay committed to your entrepreneurial vision. Embrace taking calculated risks and be open to pushing boundaries. Alternative healers should explore pioneering sort of like techniques and sort of like research and discover new ways to heal others. Share your healing knowledge and teach and empower others as well, and take time to also take care of yourself so that you replenish your energy if you give back to others as you share your expertise with others as well. Lovers, reduce this energy to, you know, just embrace more excitement and intensity and allow for deeper connection and understanding by, as I said, you know, communicating effectively, openly and honestly, and creating a space for everybody to sort of like be heard. Surprise each other, plan spontaneous dates. Remember, we can be more verbal, words can really be charming right now. The words can be charming, but they can also be healing, loving, and words and poetry and stuff like that can just help keep the vermins alive and help you show your love in unexpected and new ways as well. So yeah, that's the end of this special of transiting Mercury in Aries.